Listening, Unit 9, page 116. E.
You will hear two people talking about lost works of art. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, C or D.
What is it about lost art and garages? First it was Picasso works, now it's Klimt.
Oh yes! I remember the Picasso findings from a few years back. 2010, if I'm not mistaken. Around 270 undocumented works of art by Picasso were unveiled by his former electrician in France, who had stored them in his garage for around 40 years. There was a huge controversy at the time because he claimed that the artist had given him the works as a gift. But Picasso's son, Claude, suspected that they had actually been stolen. He claimed that Picasso always signed and dated his gifts. I wonder where these works are now.
Well, the collection was immediately seized by authorities and they're currently being held in a vault in Nanterre, which is just outside Paris. The works are thought to be worth around £50 million. So they're being kept under lock and key by France's Central Office for the Fight Against Traffic in Cultural Goods until a full investigation is carried out.
So what's the Klimt story?
Well, there was a fresco that used to adorn the ceiling in the studio of Art Nouveau artist Gustav Klimt. He shared the studio with his brother Ernst between 1883 and 1892. But the fresco went missing after a lift was installed in the building in the 1980s. The fresco, which is called Trumpeting Puto, shows Cupid playing a trumpet and has been widely sought after in art circles since the 1960s.
Where was the painting eventually found?
The story goes that it turned up in a garage in northern Austria. The man who found it had only recently become aware of its significance because Klimt had been in the news rather a lot due to his 150th birthday celebrations.
That's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it? I'm sure that's bound to push up the value of the painting no end.
Well, first of all, they've got to establish its authenticity.
What? Do you mean it might not be an original?
Some art experts are disputing the fact that the fresco was done by Gustav, on the grounds that it isn't a signed piece, nor is it a particularly good work of art.
So who do they think did it then? Is it just something the finder rustled up in his spare time?
No, nothing like that. There's no doubt that the fresco is the one that adorned Klimt's studio. What is in dispute is whether it was painted by Gustav or Ernst, who was also an artist, though much less talented and celebrated. It's also said to bear similarities to other frescoes Ernst created. Some say that at best, the painting was a joint effort by the two brothers.